Okay, is it going? All right, this is Wednesday evening, 10, 14, 20. The name of this is called Created to Overcome. The Lord said this. He said, I created you to overcome. You're made in my image and likeness. You've been given dominion over all I made. There is no failure in me. There's no failure in you. I have given you a measure of my faith that you might overcome. So God sees us a lot different. Here, this is 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So when you think, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to do this? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You're not a victim, but an enforcer. Think of a law enforcement officer. He binds the one in handcuffs that has broken the law, and by doing this, he also enforces the law. Law and order is restored. You have everything you need, just like the law enforcement officer, to maintain law and order over your body, over your affairs, over your nation, etc. So many are just under the circumstances today and are wringing their hands because they have no clue what to do. Well, that is not you. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. What Satan does, the perp is evil. I mean, he's evil. What God says in his word to do is good. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Just as the law enforcement officer saw disorder and put it back into order by binding the perp with handcuffs, so you're instructed in my word to do the same. I've given the keys to the kingdom, not just to sound nice, but to be used, so you will no longer be abused. Be used so you're not abused. You are my enforcers in earth. As enforcers, as it's enforced in heaven, wait a minute. When you enforce it in heaven, when you enforce it on earth, it's enforced in heaven. Remember, I left you in charge. That's what the Lord's saying. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It's time to change your perspective of things, especially yourself. No longer as a failure and a victim, but as an enforcer and an overcomer. That's what, when I, you know, shared with you before the last teaching, what the Lord kind of let me see. You think you're going through things and it means this, that, and so on, so, but it's because of the warfare that you're experiencing. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. These are the mighty men, the enforcers. They enforce my will in earth as it is in heaven. There isn't none of this up in heaven. Why? Because God enforces it. And he's given us the same thing he used to enforce change for us too. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. One overtakes the other. Yeah. As law enforcers here, it is time to take charge over the mountains that stand in your way. Bind what you don't want and loose what you do want. Speak to your mountains and say what you want. It is the law, and you have been given authority to enforce that law. Bind death and enforce life. Is making sense? Yes, just like the swamp is being cleaned up in your own nation, so it's time to clean up the swamp in your own life. How's the POTUS draining the swamp? Arrest. He's arresting the culprit. Binding the criminals and changing the laws. Loosing the good. See, that's how the change is going to come, whether it be in your personal life or in the nation. All right, let me close my place here. Whatever you allow, I allow. Whatever you forbid, I forbid. I give you the say, and what you say, so it is. You call it. I've got your back, whatever call you make, whether it be negative. I am your backup. Most all enforcement officers have backup, don't they? This is a discipline. You must cast down those opposing thoughts. And this is 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, which y'all know, backwards and forwards. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. This is where most miss it right there. They think their warfare is after the flesh. They don't understand why I don't answer them and perform my word. They've not learned my ways. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now you can understand why my children don't win many lawsuits unless I lead them in it. Talking about going to the world system? Because it's corrupt. It is a corrupt system and you can't get justice. Fighting with the fist does not work. I can remember all the days when they were boycotting Planned Parenthood and their preachers were getting hauled off to jail. And I just never felt right about that. Now I know why. That wasn't the way we fought. Get on your knees and feel like a man, you know? You were created to overcome. Failure was never an option for my creation. That was never in his mind for you or for me. There are special awards for overcomers, for they will pay the price for the stand they make. They go against the beast system. Revelation 2:7. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation 2:11. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Boy, like that. Revelation 2:17, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he that receiveth it. Like a pet name or an endearment is how I interpret that. Revelation 2:26, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him I give power over the nations. Revelation 3:5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3:12, he that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Okay, Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. What you do and what you go through is not without notice to me and my Father, and we will more than make up to you the things that you apparently suffer at this time. I'm bringing my rewards with me.